Hi there. Welcome to the 150th episode of An Ordinary View with PJ. I'm super delighted today. What started as an experiment during COVID has become a passion of sorts to have my reviews play on YouTube channel. And I must thank all my subscribers and everyone else who has encouraged me through this journey. I never imagined that I will be able to complete 150 episodes of my review. So all of you, thank you so much. Now on to the review in this episode. Now this is a movie that many of you have seen it already, and whoever has seen it has loved it. In fact, many of you recommended me to see this movie, and unfortunately I could not make it to the theaters to watch this. But finally the movie is available on Netflix. I am talking about the movie Article 370. This is a movie that's talking about the abrogation of Article 370, which was a very important event in this country a few years back. So here's my review of Article 370. Article 370 is a movie which is set in the backdrop of what happened in the year 2019 when the government decided to abrogate this article for the state of Jammu and Kashmir. Now, for those of you who don't know, Article 370 gave special status to the state of Jammu and Kashmir. They had a special constitution and special privileges under this article. And this article was abrogated by the government in 2019. And the state was broken into two union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Well, this movie, like any movie which happens on historical events of great significance, are never about the true facts. It is inspired by true events, which means it's a dramatization of facts and fiction. And this movie is no different. In fact, when you go and watch this movie, you'll get a little bit of a feel of Zero Dark Thirty, the movie that was made by Hollywood to track down Osama bin Laden. And pretty much in that movie as well, it was dramatization of facts and fiction. This movie stars Yami Gautam and Priyamani in main roles. Priyamani represents the PMO, who takes important decisions around this article under the guidance of the Prime Minister and the Home Minister. And Yami Gautam plays an intelligence officer on the ground in the state, trying to figure out how to handle the situation in the aftermath of when this article will be abrogated. Now, let me start by saying the movie is quite well made. It is intriguing, fast-paced, and a tight script, which is what you expect from an Aditya Dhar movie. If you remember, Aditya Dhar made the fantastic Yuri, The Surgical Strike. That was his directorial movie. Here he has written the story of this movie, and it has come out because of his story. It's a tightly knit plot, and you will enjoy that. The movie is all about what happens preceding the article and what goes through in terms of deciding how to abrogate this article and what and how the situation is managed when the article will be abrogated. So there are tense moments towards the end of the movie when this entire discussion is going on in the parliament to abrogate the article, the situation on the ground in Jammu and Kashmir, how it is being handled in terms of all the local politicians, the separatists and the extremists and all of that stuff. And that creates a nice tension that you'll enjoy in this movie. Performance-wise, this movie belongs to both Yami Gautam and Priyamani. Both are fabulous. Their performances, their screen presence and their entire portrayal of those characters is very interesting and intriguing. Particularly Yami Gautam plays this hard nut intelligence officer who takes upon herself to go after the extremists and then gets suspended and is brought back in when this special mission is crafted by the Home Ministry and the PMO's office. And how she is a no-nonsense officer who has a grudge because her father was implicated in as a whistleblower in the JNK bank scam and he took his life. And she has this passion inside her to rid of this state of all those protection that the local politicians get under this article. So there's this drive that, and Yami Gautam portrays it so very much beautifully. And Priyamani is equally poised. She belongs to the PMO and she acts as this officer who is in charge, who's in control of the situation and how she crafts the entire backdrop of what goes in behind in deciding how to abrogate this article. So fabulous performances by both of them, and that is worth enough for you to sit through this movie. It was interesting to see Arun Govil. He's shown as the Prime Minister of the country. It was interesting to see him on the screen after a very long time. And in fact, you get to see some other characters who you would have enjoyed in the past in other Doordarshan and other series. Like there is Divya Seth, if you remember her, she was there in Hum Log. And then there is Rajjoot Singh, who was very popular in many Indian movies and series earlier. So, you know, getting to see some of these old actors coming back on big screen was fun. Overall, I would say this is a good movie to catch. Leave aside the merits and demerits of what really happened. You may not agree to the facts that are shown. Keep all of that aside. But if you're really looking for a good movie which has a tight plot, good execution of the story, and great performances, I would say go check it out. You'll not be disappointed. You can always debate on what really happened with your friends and colleagues later on, but I think the movie is definitely worth watching. Check out Article 370 on Netflix and I'm sure you'll like it. So that's it, friends. That's the end of this episode. 150th episode of An Odd Day Review with PJ. Looking forward to continue this journey, bring many more interesting reviews for all of you. In case you're not able to check out my review on YouTube or you love to listen to podcasts, then check out this review on Apple Podcast or Spotify. Till next time, do take good care of yourselves and bye-bye.